Well, he moved early. That's going to draw the yellow flag.
Offsides, number 72, 5 yards.
Check out this fan leaving the game. He's headed straight up the middle and right into a sobriety checkpoint. Let's see how he handles it.
No, officer, I haven't been drinking. I'm the designated driver.
Upon further review, this fan made the right call by being a designated driver.
Sign up to be the designated driver at the stadium and always buckle up. Provided as a public service by the station and Team Coalition.
HFCC's bookkeeping certificate is designed to prepare students to work as a bookkeeper in any small to medium-sized business. Students are trained to use a double-entry accounting system to perform basic accounting functions and to use computerized accounting software. Courses in business math applications, written business communication, and office protocol are also part of the program. For more information on HFCC's Certificate of Achievement in Bookkeeping, contact instructor Charles Lacey at 313-845-9657. That's instructor Charles Lacey at 313-845-9657.
Think you have what it takes? We do. Henry Ford Community College. Visit us online at hfcc.edu.
Hi, welcome to Live from Billy's Basement, and this one's called Ain't Gonna Run. One, two, three, four!
All right, I'm going to bring Billy down. That's Billy Brandt and Serena Verlin off a CD called Billy's Basement. They're going to be playing Sunday at Dylan's. We're listening right now to something called Ain't Gonna Run. But we got to run because we're going to be going live with the hand grenades in just a matter of minutes. But I wanted to mention a couple of shows that I didn't get to. Joe Serapera is playing Friday night at the Cadieux Cafe. Again, the Wall Clocks are playing there on Saturday night. There's going to be a really amazing Day After April Fool's Day show at the Magic Stick, where bands are going to be playing each other. Like the Satin Peaches are going to be performing as Lightning Love. Kickstand Band is going to be playing as Andrew K. WK, not familiar with them. Mick Bassett is going to be playing as Distro. The Ashleys are going to be doing the Mugs. And Citizen Smile is going to be doing Macrame Tiger. And there's a couple other. There's two stages. Illy Mac is going to be doing Eminem. It's going to be a blast. It's happening Saturday night at the Magic Stick. And it's their April Fool's Day. What do they call it? Detroit by Detroit Sounds in Disguise. Sounds like a lot of fun. Another thing happening this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday from 4 till midnight at the Russell Industrial Center, they're having an open house. If you haven't been there, it's on Clay Street in Detroit. It is an amazing industrial complex that has got all these different lofts and all these artists rent space there. And the whole place is going to be open up, and they've got designers that do glass blowing, sculpting. There's a recording studio in there. There's like 150 different artists that have lofts in there. And the place is going to be open on Saturday from 4 to midnight and on Sunday from noon to 4. It's really a creative place that you should check out sometime. And they've got a little restaurant in there, so there's a whole lot going on. We heard before the important messages, the band Half-Life playing something called Nightcrawlers. They're doing their CD release party at Northern Lights Saturday night. Along with them is going to be the band 1592 and Death Lab. Again, there's so many more bands I could tell you about, but we don't have time because we are going to be going live right now, I believe. Are we ready to go? In the background, we're listening to Billy's Basement Band. They're going to be at Dylan's on Sunday. Sorry, we're going to have to bring that down and bring up Mr. White and the hand grenades live on the Motor Live Drive.
That's right. We're right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. And today we have the almighty hand grenades right in the studio.
Give them a hand.
Woo! Are you there, almighty hand grenades?
We are. Yes. We are here. Hello. Can I say hello, Radio Land?
Yes. Hello.
Hello, Radio Land. All right, we're good.
All right. What are you going to start off with today?
This is a song called The Chicago Thing.
Take it away.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Osage the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
Woo. The longest time I know of Richard.
Oh, you guys have a really cool... Yeah, you guys have a really nice sound. It's a variety of things going on.
You do.
Thanks, Mr. Yeah. White.
Hey, that's
we
all
appreciate
right.
It.
Now tell me.
Delicious.
You got the Kleenex over
we'll
in the corner. You got
We've
those?
Got some for you.
You can ask a question thank for you. Us to tell you something.
Huh?
Nothing. Just keep, it's a bad joke.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Would you guys like to introduce the band?
We sure would, Mr. White.
All right.
Okay.
On drums over, well, oh, you can't see, but over there, on we got Joby Kaslowski on drums.
Yay!
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 Over here.
Over here to my right.
To my right.
We have Tom Pawelski, my brother.
Hello. Hello.
The guy who was lead singing on that song is Nick Chevalette, and he's the man.
And the one speaking right now in front of me is my brother, Andrew Pawelski. So,
yes, we
are that's the hand grenades.
Whoa. Yes. Hey, the four. Hand grenades. In fact, everything sounds so good. Why don't we have some more?
Let's do it.
Well,
I think we could do that.
We'll do that.
Maybe. Yeah.
We'll this do. One's called,
this one's called Every Single Night.
Okay.
Every single night.
I did too.
In fact, Margaret's been playing that on the air for the last few weeks. So
get out of town, really? Nobody
yeah.
told me that.
I pulled it off the internet.
Awesome, I like it. It's a good song. Thanks for playing it.
Yeah, we had a big debate because he thought you were a different band, and you had a, oh. a You know, a metal
people
sound.
People mistake us with the Beatles.
Yeah, those harmonies. And I'm like, I don't think so. This band has a really good harmony, you know, vocals, you know, and so I was right.
She was right.
Always right.
These are the original hand grenades.
Yeah,
the real hand grenades. There was a band called the Hi-Fi hand grenades, but no. This is just the hand grenades.
The regulars.
Yeah.
The originals and then the new originals.
In fact, where did the name hand grenades come from?
Why don't you guys take this one over here?
Well, it was just a joke, and then it turned into a real name, I guess. It's a very long story that I don't think we'll have time.
We would rather play songs than tell that boring story.
Facebook me if you want to know.
It's a little deceiving because when I told a 12-year-old that we had the hand grenades coming in today, he thought that we were going to be having a big metal band.
Oh, geez.
And I said, no, I think you might be a little disappointed if that's what you're up looking for.
Someone asked me if we were a Green Day cover band one time, and I said, no, that's not us.
Not that there's anything wrong with that,
no,
right?
No, they have a couple good songs, those guys.
Well, Detroit is known for its vocals and its harmonies, and you guys are an inspiration because you Motown, that's right, as well as, you know, the Beatles. So you've got a great, great sound, and you're young. So
very young, yes.
It's nice to see rock and roll being carried on. I mean, it used to be music, rock and roll was young, but now there's quite a few older.
That's right, and good looking.
Who can leave that out, right?
Yeah.
Don't forget that one.
Yeah. Oh, you can't see over the radio, but if you come to the live show, check it out.
Speaking of that, you got some gigs coming up?
Got a couple. We got a couple.
We're playing Saturday at the Magic Stick for an event called Detroit by Detroit, which is Detroit bands covering other Detroit bands. It's going to be a very good time.
Other Detroit bands.
Yeah, who are you guys covering?
We're going to be Dale Earnhardt Jr. Jr.
Oh, right.
Have you heard of him?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay, so that's us.
Maybe you'll make it out to the show.
I hope so. It looks like a real cool show.
After that, it should be. April 6th.
April 6th at the Lager House, there's going to be like 15 other Detroit bands. It's for our buddy Jesse Shepherd Bates' birthday of the Satin Peaches.
Oh!
And Jesse and the Gnomes.
And Jesse
two
and
bands.
The Gnomes, yes. And
what day is that going to be
amazing.
Again?
The 6th
April
6th. At PJ's?
That's next week.
PJ's Lager House, yep. We got April, May, June, it's all booked up.
Check our Facebook. It's got all the shows. Go to them.
A lot of shows. A lot of stuff.
And that is, your Facebook is The Hand Grenades, right?
Facebook.com/TheHandGrenades.
Yeah. Okay.
Then we have a...
Yep.
Well, why don't we get some more music going?
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
This one is called Waves.
Waves, as in radio waves.
Can't wait for the finish with the drummer there.
Oh, yeah. Joby is Joby. Amazing.
He's a good drummer.
Yeah, he's just getting warmed up.
Joby, Joby.
We didn't give him a mic.
Why not? Yeah,
he's not that great.
What's the deal?
No, don't. Joby is awesome. He's an awesome hand grenade.
And there was a song called Waves. We are WHFR, the station making waves. You're listening to the Hand Grenades live in the studio.
I think so.
All right. In fact, you told us how to check out your website on Facebook.
Yes.
Do you have any other place people can get a hold of the Hand Grenades?
Well, yeah, we do.
We're still doing the MySpace.
we got myspace.com/listen-to-hand-grenades.
There's a Twitter, isn't there?
There's a Twitter.
Uh-oh. For Melissa, your tweets.
Twitter.com/thehandgrenades.
Tweet it up.
And then we got an official website, thehandgrenades.us.
Oh, man.
All right.
I see in some of these that you've got the G in hand grenades capitalized, but it's still one word. Is that the way to type it in? Although
hand grenade is two words, we made
combine
it
into one word.
Right together.
We're all G's here.
Capital G.
Yeah, it's all the and then hand grenades one word, and we capitalize it. But if you type it in like that, it's not going to matter. I don't think.
I failed English.
That's how I found you.
English class.
I'm Google.
Thank you. Google, you mean? Yeah, you can just go on Google and type in the hand grenades, and we'll be on there somewhere. Yeah, I squeaked a little bit.
All right.
Well, I want to remind people we are live, and this is the Hand Grenades in the studio, and what a honor. This is exciting to have you guys. You sound
We're
great.
We're having fun. This is cool. It's our first time being on the radio.
Oh, well, cool.
Well, we've got you going, and in fact, if you miss any of the programs so far, you can always check out the podcast on our website, www.whfr.fm. Just hit the big button on the big page that says Motor Live Drive.
You've done this before, haven't you?
Yeah. Once or twice. Okay.
In fact, Mr. White just reminded me that you are our 201st band in studio.
Woo!
201.
Well, I'd say about time.
Yeah!
Can we come back?
We'll let you know at the end of the show. Yeah, we'll coming back. We'll let you know at the end of the show. I don't want to make any promises.
No. All right,
but we got to get some more music going.
Yes, we got a lot. We got 50 more songs.
This one's called Crickets.
Yes.
So angry, but I'm thinking you better wash away your talking. I'm just so hung up on the ceiling. I can't believe in what I'm seeing. Take one last good look around. She's not looking back.
Now, that was called The Crickets. No reference to Buddy Holly, or what was the inspiration for that one?
This one's been called a few names. It was Daddy's Pizzeria. I think
yes, actually it was.
It was one of those songs, like, you don't have a name, and it, like, you play a few shows, and it still has no name, so we're like,
Crickets. Crickets. Nick, I think Nick was just like, I'm just going to call it Crickets. Yeah. Crickets.
Something reminded me of Crickets. I don't know.
Usually when we play, we hear Crickets from the audience.
That is not entirely true, is
not
it?
Not true. False.
It's a false.
There's really no
false statement.
Meaning behind it. It just kind of needed a name. And I was really sick of calling it Daddy's Pizzeria. So
none of our dads have a pizzeria, by the way, so don't look for it.
Okay. In fact, where's the main songwriting come from the Hand Grenades?
These two guys right in front of me.
Nick and I usually write most of them, but we wouldn't be there if Tom and Joby weren't there helping us out with it, too. So.
Yeah, we all write.
Everyone incorporates everything with it.
But this first few songs that I sing are my, you know, kind of like start, you know, me and Andrew kind of trade off the set. I guess you're gonna hear a lot of his written song after this.
More so when I'm on guitar, those are the songs I write, and then Nick helped me write. It's weird, kind of how it happens, but
you work really well together.
Yes, I think we do. Let me thank you.
Yeah. Yes. In fact, have you got any recordings available?
We do.
Yes, we do.
You can pick them up.
Pick them up.
At iTunes, right? iTunes is one of those.
iTunes, Amazon,
from us,
eMusic, Bandcamp.
I wish you could. I wish you could see Nick right now, because his arms are like spread out like eagles.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think I named them all. It's all over the internet.
You can pick one up from us at a show.
Even better.
That we said earlier. Yeah.
Hey. And you've got a brand new one out, don't you?
Yeah, it just came out January.
The one. Three cheers for the Wonder Years.
Ah.
5 song little EP.
All right.
Put a lot of work into it.
A lot of money.
Well, in fact, have you got any songs off that you want to play?
Our next one.
This one, yeah.
Our next one.
Yeah. Whoa.
He is good.
What a segue.
Something.
That is
honestly,
you are good. You are good. This one is called See You Round, Joby.
See You Round. Not Joby, see you.
I lost everything.
around, see you around, around, see you around.
Very nice.
Oh, let me
switch it up.
All
right.
We're going to switch.
All right. While they're changing. Yeah, in fact, and this is off your brand new EP?
The one we just played, yeah. And then, are you talking about this next one?
No, oh, the song you just got
done
with.
Yeah, the song we just got done off the new EP, our 5-song EP.
See You Around?
Yeah, See You Around. Put it out in January. Took a long time for it to get out. A lot of people were waiting.
Huh?
We were waiting a long time, but... Finally, it's out, so we're good.
And where might people be able to pick that up?
A couple of these little places, iTunes, us as in, like, our persons, you know, anywhere.
Okay.
Bandcamp.
And they get music.
Yes.
Napster, you can even get on Napster.
Napster.
And of course, you can always come right down to the show and see you guys live.
Yes, that'll be fun.
Sorry, that was me.
Because, hey, it's a whole different thing to see these guys going there.
It's a little different than the album, but yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, these guys are, they're
I'm
active.
So
they're
excited.
Yeah.
Get some energy. I'm just
excited. Yeah.
He's excited.
I don't know. And it's always a great show.
Yes, it is. Usually is. Always, yes. Usually always.
Might as well. The guys are all set.
Yeah, we are.
Yes,
we
all are.
Set.
Now they've changed out. We've got is that
Andrew?
Andrew, he's over. He's changed from bass and he's over on guitar now.
Yes,
guitar.
Yeah,
he's ready to do some singing.
And Nick is gonna slap some bass over here.
Slap some bass. This one we're about to play is called Canadian Girls.
Hmm.
I wrote it after a trip to Canada. So,
in which we were stranded there.
Oh, geez. We'll tell that later. Let's get your songs. Yeah.
That was nuts.
You guys ready?
Yep. Yep.
I just won't care. All the girls are so hard to forget. And when the lights go out, I make them wanna scream and shout. And when the lights turn on, we can see fall down. Don't wanna leave. I came from.
All right. In fact, why don't you give us a rundown on all the places you guys are going to be playing?
All the places, like, okay.
Within the next few
months. Yeah. Well, that you've got booked in the next few months.
Weeks. Saturday's at the Magic Stick. Then Wednesday, April 6th, is at PJ's Auger House.
Oh, that's a Wednesday night.
That's a Wednesday night?
Yeah. Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Special birthday party is what it is, right? Special birthday
party. For Jesse.
Jesse.
Gonna be everyone can come if they want.
JSB. There's going to be a lot of good bands.
What do we got after that one?
After that, we have...
We should
have
brought a sheet.
April 23rd, we have a show at the Pulaski Civic Club in Ecorse.
Whoa.
Yes, we're members. A couple of us are members, and we're helping them out with a show. And
that might be a real cool show to come and see you guys.
It's kind of like, you know, more of a... low stage, just hall type show. It's
where is that again?
It's at the Pulaski Civic Club in Ecorse, Michigan.
What street is that on?
It's on Southfield.
Southfield?
Right before West Jefferson, yep. It's a Polish club.
All right, well, hey.
Also, April 21st at the Hard Rock Cafe.
Mm.
I forgot about that one.
We cannot forget about that one.
No, you got to get the Hard Rock.
Hard yes. Rock, man.
For the Motor City Block.
All right. Anybody else playing there with you, or are you going solo there?
You name it, they're there.
That one I'm not sure about, but I know for Jesse's birthday, we got Phantasmagoria, the Ashleys, Lightning Love, Satin Peaches, the Kickstand Band.
A lot of the same people that are playing Saturday night at the Magic Stick,
it sounds like. It's going to be like
cool. Only they'll be playing their own music instead of other people's. I like the concept of Saturday night show.
That's the April. Be fun. That's
it fun. Sounds like a lot of fun.
I totally came up with that idea.
The mastermind, Andrew.
All right, but no, it wasn't Melissa. Your publicity person.
Our PR person.
She's right here. Actually, Melissa, say hi real quick.
Hi, everybody.
All right.
Hi, Melissa. Oh,
she's being shy. Wait till you see. No.
Melissa Rowe. Oh, snap! PR. She put on the whole. The whole idea, the whole show, she's in charge. So
Saturday night,
she helps
Magic
us out
Stick.
A lot.
Well, that's good. It's good to have a girl in charge.
She knows what she's doing.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we get the music going?
We'll get the music going right now.
We got a couple. Yeah.
This one's called Kindly Unkind.
Wait, we wanted to tell the Canadian story.
Oh, yeah. We had to hear about those Canadian girls and getting stranded.
It was...
We're
playing a show in Canada, right? And we're like, all right, it's time to go
home.
Let's
Hamilton,
go home.
Ontario.
Yeah, we're a few hours away.
Four hours away. Getting tired.
Time to go home. Sunday morning, 9 a.m., car breaks down.
Oh.
Broken down. Can't drive it.
Head gasket.
Stuck there.
Oh, that's a bad one.
So what do you do? I mean, we don't have nothing. We're all out of money. Like, no clothes. we're done. So the band we played with out there, Dean LeCure, they're real good. We stayed at their house, and next morning we took the train back to Windsor and got picked up in Windsor, so...
And then me and Joey had to come back the same day and retrieve the van and on a trailer. I don't think I've ever pulled a trailer before then, especially with a van on it, across the border twice. So it was a little rough.
I mean, that was a little rough in Canada, but That song was not because the car broke down. I don't know if you were listening,
no, that was about
listening
the girls.
To the lyrics.
The song's about, yes. those about crazy the girls. Canadian girls. Ask Andrew about it.
No.
All right. Well, maybe if they come to one of your
maybe
shows,
if
you
it wasn't
tell them
on the radio.
Come and ask them at the
after
show
the
this
show.
Saturday.
Facebook.
This Saturday. Come and see them.
God.
Say, why do they call you Red?
Sorry.
Ask why they call you Red. Anyways, who wants to do the next one?
Yeah, let's
sure.
keep it going.
Go we will. This one's called Kindly Unkind.
I don't need you following. always speaks to me.
We liked it.
Thank you.
Woo! Yeah, you got about, let's see, you've got about 10 minutes left in this show.
All right.
So we'll...
Would we be able to squeeze one more in here?
Oh, you at least one more. Come on.
This is our 10-minute jam-out song.
Is it?
No. No 10-minuters.
Actually, we're going to switch up, play a song, and then we'll be able to talk a little bit more, and we'll be good.
Okay.
All right.
Well, hey, you've been good all afternoon. So, and as they switch things around, next week I want to remind you, for the Motor Live Drive, we're having J.C. Westwood in on the Motor Live Drive tomorrow. Next week. She's been singing back up with the Rockets and the Black Irish and singing with the Infatuations. But next week she'll be coming in and doing a solo show here on the Motor Live Drive. And they're almost done switching over yet. Everybody's switching over except the drummer. The almighty drummer is still staying right on his stand.
All right. We're almost ready here.
All right. And you want to remind people where they can come and see the Hand Grenades live?
They can see us Saturday.
This Saturday?
Just gonna move
Saturday.
That real quick.
Wednesday. You know, they come see me at my house, work. They can come see us.
You can come over.
Anywhere you want.
As soon as Chance is Saturday at the Magic Stick, and we're going to be pretending to be Dale Earnhardt Jr.
Race and then car.
If you want to see us play our songs, these songs, see us on Wednesday at the Logger House, April 6th.
Okay, Saturday, are you going to be wearing the jumpsuits and everything?
We got some stuff. We got some racing, like team racing shirts I think we might wear. My dad drag races boats, so he's got a racing suit. I don't know. We're going to go in the race trailer and dig some stuff out. Maybe some hats, mustaches, I don't know.
All right. Got to get those mustaches.
Yes.
This one we are about to play is also off that album.
Off your brand new record?
Oh, yes. That brand
Three
new.
Cheers
we dropped
for the
it. Yep, dropped it in January.
This This one is called So Down.
It's a rocker.
What does it take to be alone with you, alone with only you tonight? I'm feeling so broke down inside. I hope I can help you know this fight with you tonight. Cause I don't know what to do or what to say to make you feel the same. To say the thing to do to make you feel the same. Now I said to love has got me down.
righty. Woo! Well, we got a few more minutes here.
Do you think we are ready for that?
Yeah. You're listening live to the Hand Grenades in the studio here at WHFR, the station making waves.
That's right.
You guys want to hear another song? We can do another song.
We got 5 minutes more. What can you do in 5 minutes?
Oh man.
We can do that.
We have to all switch again. So 1 second.
Okay.
I don't have to switch.
All right, as they switch over. As they switch it over. These brothers just can't keep it apart. Yeah, they gotta trade off, they gotta get each other's stuff.
We're gonna play a brand new one that we've played once live.
Only
once.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean
All right, yeah. Another WHFR exclusive.
That's right, you'll hear it only right here on WHFR.
It's called Magic. And we're gonna give it a go. Give it a go here.
Give it a go.
Give it a go. Sometimes I wish that.
Oh, baby.
It happens.
All right. Well, that was a good, quick one. Yeah. In fact, we want to remind everybody, you can come and see the Hand Grenades at, this Saturday at the Magic Stick at the big Detroit Plays Detroit show.
Yes.
You can go see them this Wednesday at the Logger House for the Jesse Shepherd Bates birthday extravaganza.
Sweet 16 is what it actually is called. Yes. He's not 16, but that's what he's calling it. MTV's going to be there.
Well, hey, if MTV's coming, you got to be down there. And then, even better, how about the show at the Polish Club?
Yeah.
What is it?
Pulaski Civic Club.
Yeah.
It's us and our buddies, Red River Review is the name of the band. And we're going to be, it's going to be fun.
Music.
It's going to be
a, what big, night
it's
is that
be
again?
A big bash, April 23rd.
Yeah, just take Southfield to you hit the river. And that's basically where it is.
All right, in fact, the Southfield is still open. Not the other end of Southfield you can't get to.
Can we come back on the show?
Oh. Sure. I'll have to say yes, you can. Yes, you can.
We'd be happy to have
you. Always good to have you.
I'm happy.
Hey, I don't know if my friend's listening, but Pete Pendleton, I told him I'd give him a shout out. I doubt he listened to that, but
well,
I hope he did.
You can listen to the podcast. Right now, we want to remind you, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, guys. It's been a great show and a lot of fun.
Yes, very
Thank
much
you
fun.
For having us. Love you, Mom. Fun. Love you, Dad. Love you, Grandpa.
Okay.
I love my mom, too.
All right. Stay tuned for Old Time Radio Theater. Yes.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and welcome to Old Time Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days when mystery radio drama was king. You'll hear shows like Suspense, The Inner Sanctum, The Obsession, The Weird Circle, Whistler, Mysterious Traveler, and so much more. Back to those mysterious dramas that were almost too scary to listen to in the dark of night. So, if you dare, WHFR now presents Old Time Radio Mysteries for your listening enjoyment.
Suspense, Columbia's parade of outstanding thrillers, produced and directed by William Speer and scored by Bernard Herrmann. The notable melodramas from stage and screen, fiction and radio, presented each week to bring you to the edge of your chair.